91X News.
It's minus 2 degrees and snowing at 4 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Katy Perry. The Canadian Keystone Pipeline project is back on, but it is not a done deal yet. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order today reviving the proposal to build the line from Alberta to the Gulf Coast. But White House spokesman Sean Spicer says Trump has added some possible requirements to the Canadian project, including one that might cause a problem for TransCanada.
The president also signed a memorandum directing the Commerce Secretary to lead a study looking into building the Keystone and Dakota Access pipelines, as well as any other future pipeline with U.S.-made steel and pipe and accessories.
Much of the stockpiled Keystone pipe has already been purchased, much of it from outside the U.S. Canada's Natural Resource Minister says there is no need for TransCanada to reapply for permits for the Canadian portion of its Keystone Pipeline. Jim Carr says approvals are already in place.
We announced on the 27th of January a set of interim principles, and one of those principles was that it was unfair to ask proponents to go back to square one.
President Trump signed an executive order today advancing the pipeline, which will go from Alberta to Texas. The project has been killed by his predecessor, Barack Obama, in 2015 on grounds it would hurt American efforts to reach a global climate change deal. President Trump has signed an executive order potentially reviving the Keystone Pipeline. The proposed cross-border pipeline was the subject of a multi-year saga that cast a long shadow over Canada-U.S. relations. Natural Resource Minister Jim Carr says it's good news.
This is a very good moment for Alberta, and I'm really glad that the Prime Minister and the Cabinet are here, because this decision will result in many, many jobs for Albertans.
Trump's orders invite pipeline maker TransCanada to resubmit an application for a permit. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush is increasing his activity as he recovers from pneumonia at a Houston hospital. Reporter Alex Stone has an update on his condition.
In his battle against pneumonia, the former president is now sitting up, talking to his doctors and returning phone calls, according to a Houston hospital. He's also working with a physical therapist now to regain his strength.
Former First Lady Barbara Bush was released from the hospital yesterday after her battle with bronchitis. She returned as a visitor today to be with her husband of 72 years. Central Hastings OPP stopped a vehicle Friday on Highway 262 in Center Hastings and found that the driver had not only a suspended license but also was in possession of cocaine. Constable Alana Dubill spotted the cocaine while dealing with the suspended license. A 25-year-old Marmer man was arrested and charged with possession of cocaine and driving with the suspended license. The passenger, a 27-year-old woman, was also charged with possession and will appear in court in February. After several years of construction, a giant new aircraft hangar is set to officially open at Canadian Forces Base Trenton. Tomorrow afternoon, Karen McCrimmon, Parliamentary Secretary to Federal Minister of Veterans Affairs, and Neil Ellis, the Liberal MP for the Bay of Quinte, will cut the ribbon to mark the completion of the hangar. The new hangar will help provide the Canadian Armed Forces with a modern-day facility to work and train in. QNET News reporter Alana Pickrell will be on the scene to get the story tomorrow. Members of the Quinte Symphony surprised book lovers last night. QNET's Stephanie Clue has more.
About half a dozen musicians from the Quinte Symphony serenade shoppers at Chapters Monday night as part of a fundraising event. Lynette Thibault was one of the audience members who came to Chapters to support the symphony and enjoy the show.
It's really great so far. Yeah, I guess they're going to have some other musicians come along too. It's really nice.
Symphony President Debbie Shaw says Chapters was chosen because of its connection with the orchestra.
Well, we have a special event today. It's a fundraiser for Quinney Symphony, and one of our orchestra members, Lisa Kemp, she's our principal flutist in the orchestra. She works here part-time, and she told us how Chapters likes to support community organizations and would do this fundraiser to support Quinney Symphony. So that's why we're playing tonight.
Shaw says the money raised from Monday night's performance will go towards paying the symphony's expenses.
Well, if we look at the expenses that we have for each concert, ticket sales only cover a certain percentage of our expenses for our musicians, for our conductor, our venue, music rental, and all of those expenses. So that's what the money will go towards.
Principal flautist Lisa Kemp was also performing Monday and gave a shout out of thanks to the venue.
Chapters has generally donated not only their space to let us play here tonight, but it actually is a fundraising event. So between 6 o'clock tonight and 8 o'clock tonight, 15% of sales on regularly priced merchandise go to the Quinney Symphony. So shout out to Chapters. Thank you so much.
Stephanie Clue, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 407. Sports is next.
You hear a lot of ads about Invisalign, but is it the right option for you? I'm Dr. Julianne Peterson. Invisalign is a great device for moving teeth, but not everyone is a candidate. As a certified specialist in orthodontics, I can ensure your decision is an informed one. Let my specialty expertise give you the smile you've always wanted. If you're thinking about Invisalign, see me, Dr. Julianne Peterson. For a complimentary second opinion, call 969-8822.
I love my Peterson smile.
QNET Sports. Venus Williams beat Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova to advance to the semifinals at the Australian Open. The seven-time Grand Slam singles winner has overcome an illness and is playing some of her best tennis since being diagnosed with Sjögren's syndrome in 2011. Williams says says that the win means that she has a chance to continue improving her game.
Just like the other rounds, it's an opportunity to advance. The tournament is by no means over, and it's definitely down to the business end, and I feel like I'm playing the kind of tennis I want to produce the results that I want.
Star CFL quarterback Henry Burris has announced his retirement after 17 seasons. Burris, who led the Redbacks to a Grey Cup title last season, hinted at a news conference that he might have a future role with the Ottawa franchise.
We've been talking, and whatever aspect that I can be used, I definitely want to be used to help out the organization that has done so much for myself, my family, also for this great city. We want to continually be part of that bridge that connects the two.
Cincinnati Bengals player Adam Pac-Man Jones has apologized through his lawyers after Cincinnati police released video showing his harsh, vulgar reaction to his latest arrest. Ryan Burrow has a story.
So what's my charge right now?
In the 20-minute-long video recorded inside of the police squad car, Adam Pac-Man Jones yells at an officer, repeatedly asking why he's been arrested.
Just tell me why you locked me up.
At one point in the video, telling the officer, "I hope you die tomorrow." Jones was charged earlier this month with assault, disorderly conduct, and obstructing official business after he allegedly pushed and poked a security guard in the eye. Jones's attorney has released a statement saying he's deeply embarrassed and remorseful for his conduct and has the utmost respect for law enforcement. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
Miami got a buzzer-beating basket to pull out an upset 105-102 win over Golden State. Heat guard Dion Waiters says it felt good to hit the game-winning shot.
Any of the moments I practiced when I was a kid, you know, you'd be out there by yourself, counting down like 3, 2, 1. And that was the opportunity for me to seize the moment. And, I don't shy away from them type of some shots. And, man, it felt good. It felt good just to see it go in.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. The snow will be ending early this evening, chased away by clouds with a low of -5, and tomorrow will be cloudy with periods of snow beginning late in the afternoon and a high of 0. It's 4:11 and it's -2 degrees. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Katie Perry, QNET News. News on 91X next at 5 o'clock.